Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, people around the world, in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding and communication and, above all, love. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Now, if you desire a more in-depth reading, you can go to our website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Go to Psychic Readings, and you'll see where you can plug in right there to have a personal, intimate reading. And now, if you need to reach Nina and you want one-on-one with her, Nina's email is nina.essence2less@gmail.com. That's nina.essence2less@gmail.com. So I'm going to bring Nina on because we've got a few things to announce and do prior to our first caller. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Lenis. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Psychic Readings. I hope you're prepared for a lively show because I think that's what it's going to be. I know I'm feeling really lively.
Me too.
I have some birthdays that are happening today. My cousin Dan... Happy birthday, Dan. It was their anniversary last week and his birthday today. So happy birthday, Daniel. I hope you're having a wonderful day. My cousin Wendy, happy birthday, Wendy. Hope you are having a wonderful day. I know you're out at the lake, so maybe you're not hearing me, but enjoy your day. And also to my good friend Joy, who also completed two forms of Reiki with me. Joy, happy birthday, sweetie. Love you lots. And that's it for this week.
Well... happy birthday. I'm seconding that with Nina behind that. Oh, that is great. Okay, well, we're going to do the cleansing prayer, and then you sure want to listen because I'm going to do the partnership prayer too. You know, so anyway, okay, well, let's get started. The cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence and across all universes, across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all. And so it is. Now, y'all ready for this? This is the prayer that if you're thinking about getting involved, whether partnership, somebody that you're interested in, or you want to get married, or a significant other. Okay, so listen well and pray with me as I go along. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, bodies, and souls with his or her character, their integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our attention, with the belief that we are in fact deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not what? Who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, and abiding love into our lives, and so be it, and so it is. Okay, now I'm going to do the horoscopes for this month. I didn't do it last, and well, this is the first Sunday.
Yeah, this is
the first Sunday of June, so I'm on time. Right, Nina? Yeah, this is the first Sunday. Okay, so the horoscopes for June is about news. So a message or communication will require a decision or necessitate action on your part. Help will come if you need it, and things are going to turn out quite differently than you anticipated. You can also expect a pleasant surprise or two. All righty. Now, as we begin, Aries, watch your back, Aries. Things are not as you think they should be. Listen carefully to what people say and the news you hear. Taurus, hello, Taurus. Is that you? News you have been expecting to hear will finally arrive with some money signs. Cancer, good news, about time. You're on the right path and journey, Cancer. What used to be hard will become quite easy. Congratulations on your success. Gemini, news, it's finally over. New beginnings are ahead. Leo, news you can step back, Leo. Let someone else get the glory this time. You heard right. Virgo, news of a missed opportunity. But guess what, Virgo? Couldn't have been better news for you. Why? It didn't feel right to you to begin with. Libra, news of balancing your checkbook is all you want to hear right now. Scorpio, news that time heals all wounds, good or bad. Your environment is expanding, Scorpio, which is a good thing for you. Sagittarius, news, keep up the good work and stay in your lane, Sagittarius. Capricorn, news, doors really are opening everywhere for you. Congratulations. Aquarius, news, oh, you will give a damn, Aquarius. Some changes will have to be made to your communications and understanding. Okay. Pisces, news, you got the call. You are finally over the hump in finances. Dreams do come true, even if it's a man or a woman. Okay, and that is your horoscopes for the month of June and dealing with news. Okay, well, Miss Nina, are we ready to begin?
We are. I just have one reminder for everybody. If you wish to ask a question live on air, please press 1 so that we know that you're interested in doing so.
Okay, sounds good to me. Oh, and I forgot to say this, too. Thank you, Nina. The new moon was Saturday. New beginnings, y'all. Remember, always put out your what do you call it, Nina? Your intentions. you know, what you want to come up is new beginnings. Now, the full moon is on the 21st, so you can mark your calendar for that. And summer begins the 20th. Now, I know a lot of you across the United States as well as in Canada are experiencing some warm weather, and they're saying that it's like 20 degrees higher than normal. So the only thing I can tell you, put your tanning oils on and, you know, try and stay cool and don't become a crispy critter. Okay, well, our first call coming up is area code 818. Welcome to the show. You're our first caller. Who is this?
Hi, Lennon. This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You said that like a little hesitation. What's going on, young lady?
I had an impromptu meeting. It was like an interview / informal meeting with two women yesterday, and
okay.
I wanted to know if you can give me some insight on how they left feeling and thinking about the whole situation.
Okay, and this was an interview, correct?
It was sort of an informal interview. It was just like a get-to-know-you meet and greet kind of thing.
Okay. Okay, one lady thinks you're very informative, and she likes that about you. The other lady liked your personality and the character of yourself. She really liked that about you. Going back to the first lady that found you informative, she sees potential in you. She sees potential.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of good things. So actually, both of them like you just on different ways, but they both enjoyed you. So you did good.
Oh,
that's
good.
What I'm picking
okay.
up.
There
you
were,
did good.
There were two other potential applicants there with me, like in this session, and one of them said, made an inappropriate comment, so I was just hoping that that would affect the rest of us.
No. They're looking at you as individuals.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that. Don't even let that pass your mind. Just delete that out your mind. They're
okay.
looking at each of you as individuals. So that's on that person, on him. Yeah, not on
oh,
you.
Oh, good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
So you're doing good.
Wonderful.
Keep up the
I'm
good
excited.
Work, and congratulations. Something good is right around the corner for you, darling. Right
Thank
around
you
the corner.
So much. I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just excited.
It's good. It's good. So I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations and God bless you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are most welcome, young lady, and have a wonderful week. And thank you for calling. Okay, our next caller is area code 207. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi there. My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Terrific.
Good. I have a question. I would love to know if my house is on the verge of selling this year, soon, even before this year
okay.
ends.
I saw June, but some paperwork put it back on the back burner that it would have sold this month. Hmm. That's strange, but I see paperwork, a desk, and people fiddling around with papers, and it puts your house back on the back burner. The fall, they're showing me right now September your house should sell. No later than October, but the angels are telling me right now September it should sell. And
okay.
actually, you should do pretty good, to be honest with you. They're saying that you'll do good. So
All
I
right.
guess whatever you're asking for, you may get that plus. You know what I mean? Somebody might give you $10,000 over what you're asking price.
Yeah. Bidding wars are good if you're the seller.
You're not the seller?
I mean, if you're the buyer. Yeah. I'm,
oh, okay. I was
going
to say, I thought you... I
no,
saw you selling the house, not buying it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, bidding wars
oh, yeah,
are good
definitely
if you're,
good.
If you're the seller,
yeah,
because
definitely.
You want the house to go up.
Definitely, Yep. So that's what I see September. Nina, you see anything?
The fall.
Yep.
I'm thinking that somebody will be moving in September because they want to get the kids settled.
Well, there you go. So, see,
okay.
That tells you, too, that you might get over your price because they'll be desperate to hurry up and move.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Cindy. Well, thank you for calling the show, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller is area code 252. You're on the line with Linus and Nina.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. My name is Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to move, and I was wondering how long would it take me to find a job once I get there?
Are you moving to another state?
Yes.
Okay. I need to focus on what state are you moving to so I can focus
Florida.
On that state. Okay.
Florida.
I got a little bit of a headache on the left-hand side. Give me the city because I want to know why am I having this headache. Can you give me the city's name, please?
Key West.
Okay. Stop there. Don't say any more.
Sylvia, may I ask when you're moving?
Huh?
When are you moving?
In the next 2 months. Is that too far away?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay, the headache went away when you said Key West, so now I know that's a good location. I'm asking about jobs for you. You're going to have to really put out a lot of applications, maybe try a little bit harder than where you're at now. You'll get a job, but you just, if you can, before you leave, I would start putting applications in down there. You know,
okay.
Like online, Sylvia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Online applications. But because if you wait until you move and get there, I see you're just scrambling. You're really like, you know, every day, five applications, putting it out, where if you can do it before, you can give those people a heads up and you can say, okay, I will be there August 1st, and the position is yours.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to tell you is at least go online and start putting in applications now. Is it a good area for you? Yes, I feel the location is fine. It's a little different. I think it's because of the people. So, of course, I know any type of new environment, it's, you know, you got your challenges and your good stuff. So I'll just say it'll be a little bit of challenging, but that it won't be that much for you because you will adjust. I see that you're good about kind of going with the flow. I mean, you think
okay.
about things, but you'll go with the flow. So, yeah, I see you doing good. In fact, give yourself 6 months because the angels are telling me after you're there for 6 months, doors will really start opening for you. So I guess you kind of have to get your feet in the door and, you know, learning the area and people and stuff
right.
like that. And then 6 months, you're ready to go. You know, you got your job
okay.
and your place and everything, and you're doing pretty good. So, yeah. They're showing me. It's a good move. It's a good move
right.
for you.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to get a job down there. That's not a problem, and it is a good move. Like I said, just give yourself 6 months. Don't get mad if things don't turn around in 3 months. You know what I mean? Like you're working, but you want this and this and that. Don't worry. Just be
right.
patient. It will come. It definitely will. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a new beginning for you. This is good. You need to get out of from where you're at because it's hellfire and whoo.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Where you at
I
now?
Don't even mention it. Don't bring the negativity on
yeah,
your
mind. I can
yeah,
feel
I
it,
know.
Honey. That's why I said, whoo, because I can feel it. So, yeah, this is a good move. The angels are with you, honey. You're going to do good.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Just keep doing
good.
What you're doing and make that move and call us when you get there and let us know you made it and, you know, you're
right,
on that
right.
path.
I definitely will. Okay, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you too, Sylvia, and have a wonderful week. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there waiting to answer questions for you. Okay, next call, area code 916, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Nina. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Okay. How are you doing, Gwendy?
Well, I had talked to you about an interview that I was going to have for a call center position with Franklin Templeton, and I feel like I aced it. But one of the men looked at me, and he said, "You're not allowed to make a mistake ever." I kept my composure. If his intent was to disable me, it had the opposite effect. It empowered me. And I got an email Friday from the company stating they had made their selections, that they would keep my resume. I'm connecting back with a local temp agency regarding a TRICARE job, more medical vision insurance call center. And also Kaiser Permanente is not through temp agency. Do you see any solid employment coming my way and hopefully keeping the job for several years?
Okay. I'm curious why they didn't give you that position.
I wish I knew.
It.
I aced it. I was a professional. I gray suit, designer scarf, etiquette, poised, articulate. What do you know about the company? And I knew exactly what it was. What do you know about the position? I aced that. I have no idea.
You know what, Gwen? I'm sorry. I remember. What is your name again? I said Gwendy, but that's not right. Spell your name.
W-E-N-D-Y.
Oh, Wendy. I thought you said Gwendy. Okay, Wendy. Okay, I got you now.
Okay.
What I saw, because I saw you get in that position, so I don't know. That's something I have to think about here a little bit later. But I see these people, the company that you were just at, and they said, you know, they would call you. They're going to call you back in 3 months, so just note that down on your tablet, on your pad there.
Okay.
They're going to call
okay.
you back in 3 months. In the meantime, the temporary agency has two positions open for you. On the temporary, yeah, there's two positions open that you'll definitely go right to work. I mean, you could go
Is
to work before Friday of this week, matter of fact. You'd be at work by Wednesday. Yep, so do apply at the temporary. I'm sorry?
Yeah, well, this position with TRICARE is 90-day contract going into solid permanent as long as my attendance is where it should be and I do the job well. So will it be with TRICARE? Because Roxanne had sent over my resume to them and they were thrilled with me. And there was some negotiation a few weeks ago and Roxanne said, well, of course you have to interview with them and I have not done that. And she said, would you want to start in the May class or the June? And I said, well, I would prefer June, but not if it's going to jeopardize me getting hired. Anyway, I think she got mixed up because then I got an email stating that they had completed their hiring, but I think that they are hiring again for that. So are you talking about TRICARE, and will they keep me permanent after my 90 days?
I saw TRICARE as a possibility. They're not showing me that it's confirmed. It just said a possibility.
Yeah.
So it doesn't
All
hurt.
Right.
You know what I mean? A closed mouth don't get fed. So it doesn't hurt for you to go ahead and put an application in. Right?
Yeah.
I would still do it.
Yeah.
I would still do it, even though they may say it's closed. I would say, well, you know, I'd like to put an application in if something come up. You know, remember me.
Yeah.
Give me a call. But the two positions in the temp agency I saw you getting. So, like I said, the TRICARE is a possibility that could change. You could end up, you know.
Yeah, that is the TRICARE. There were two separate ones for TRICARE. And I hope Roxanne responds to me. I've been very polite to her. And I will call her at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and be professional and touch base. And I will mention to her that I saw the same job advertised on their website, and I'd love to get an interview with the company. Do you think that I'll actually speak with her tomorrow, or will she shine me on?
No, she'll speak with you. She'll speak with you tomorrow. I'm getting a headache off that woman.
Yeah, me too. To you, but it won't be. She'll have to call you back because when you call initially, she'll be busy.
Okay, that's fine. Will I get an interview with TRICARE sometime this coming week then?
Well, I think Lennis is pretty positive that you're going to get a job with them, so yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't a lot of money. Their starting pay was like $14.50 to $17, and she said that she told them that she'd like to see me get $17 an hour, and then they countered back at $16.50, which I would happily accept. So, and it's very close to where I live, and similar to what I did for 15 years. TRICARE is for the military. Like, you could be calling and saying, do I have a copay? You know, how do my benefits work? And I did that for 15 years in the vision insurance world.
Okay. Well, you can speak to that woman in the morning and see what she has to say.
All right. I hope that I get this job and I will accept it. And so I could even be working before the end of the week, right?
Yeah, because I saw two temporary positions and you could get either one of the jobs. And if TRICARE is one of them, then you're going to get the position.
All right.
Well, remember the key word I said, temporary. I didn't say permanent. That's up to you to call that. If they have it, if it's a position that's going from temporary into permanent, then you want to speak up initially in the beginning that you're willing to be here for a few years and work. Okay. So you might want to mention that in your interview.
Oh, you're so smart. Thank you. And because my understanding is, Lennis, that it's a 90-day contract position will go permanent as long as you show them your work ethic and you do your job proficiently. So I think you're saying that should.
You know what they want, give it to them, and the job's yours, basically.
Okay. So it should turn into permanent as long as they do what they say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies, I hope I talk to you next week, and I'm walking on air.
Good, good. We want you to. And keep that positive attitude. It will bless you.
Oh,
okay.
Bless you all, too. Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful week, Wendy, and thank you for calling. Okay.
Whoops.
Next. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, whoops, I think maybe I'm turning a little bit Saturday.
I'm going to the next call. Area code 937, you're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
How you doing, young lady?
Hello. I'm doing fantastic. You know, they're such a blessing to listen to. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to know what you see for love.
Oh, okay. Did you hear my prayer at the beginning?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Sandy, you're surrounded by love.
Oh.
Yes, but I want that one special person.
Oh. Have you written down what you want out of that one special person?
Yes.
Okay. Stick it under your pillow now.
Under the pillow, okay.
I'm seeing he's not too far away. Lennis, what are you seeing?
I just feel good about her. The angels are not showing me the man. They're just showing me her. Just a very good spirit.
Yeah,
very good heart.
Yeah, that's like way, like you're totally surrounded by people that love you. Totally.
And that's so beautiful.
That's
oh, my
blessing.
God.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. You have no idea. That's a big
really?
Blessing.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I've got goosebumps, literally have goosebumps, because there's so much love surrounding you.
Oh,
that's
well, that
why
sounds
I couldn't
good.
Concentrate, because I could just feel this sunshine, this glow, this, you know, that I know I'm supposed to be thinking about a man, but I was like, wow, she's so bright. She has such a good spirit on her. It's just, whoa.
Well, there's
yeah.
once in a while
well,
when
ahead,
I'm
Nina,
sitting down, when I sit down and I, you know, start thinking like, oh, my God, I'm by myself, you know, I'm all alone. I guess I better not think like that.
No, you shouldn't, because you're not alone.
Okay.
You are not alone. Even if there's not, say, a man there, but your
right.
environment and the people that know you, you are not alone. Like Nina said, you are loved so much. You know, so you shouldn't even say that. Don't even put that out in the universe that you feel alone.
Right.
You don't. Just say that you're waiting for the right man to come along. In fact, don't even put it like that. You're waiting for the man that God has designed for you.
Oh, okay. The man God
yeah,
designed
use that,
for me.
That terminology, definitely. I can't see any problems why you that guy isn't there already. Really, you are... our love.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you. That just built me up big time, or just helped me.
Well,
well
you do, honey. You got
that's
a lot of love around you. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Nina.
That's a wonderful thing to have all the love that you have around you right now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Sandy, please call us back, because you know what?
Sure will.
This guy isn't too far off.
And too far off. Well, thank you. I will put that right under my pillow. Thank you so much, and Yuns, have a fantastic day.
You too.
Well, thank you for calling, Sandy. You too, and have a wonderful
you.
Week, young lady. Okay.
You.
All righty. Next call is area code 323. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. There we go. Okay, 323, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this? Hello, hello. 323. I guess they just want to listen. Okay, that's fine too. Next call is area code 708. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who is this?
This is Camille. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Camille. How are you, young lady?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for today's prayers, both of them. I really needed to hear those.
Good. Good. I'm hoping it blessed people.
It did. So I have a question about someone that I met a year ago, and it just kind of dissipated really quickly, and we reconnected recently, and I'm just trying to figure out where his head is at.
Should you go forward or not? Okay, what's his first name?
His name is Douglas.
Okay, that's all I need.
Out.
Go ahead, Nina. You were saying something.
I said ouch. We got a headache.
Let me concentrate.
Headaches aren't good.
No, they're not.
Understanding is not good. I got it. Now I'm getting it, but just a little bit on the left-hand side of my temple. Understanding is not good. Is he truly committed this time with you, Camille? Or is he just trying to see what he can get over with you?
I really don't know. I mean, it's very new. I have, well, at least he's given me open invitation and what have you, but I don't ever take any of those things seriously because they never really pan out when I'm interested or when I'm talking to someone.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The angels are telling me no so hard. Ooh, no, no, no. Oh, they're telling me hard. They're darn near beating me in my head. Girl, leave it alone. If they're
okay.
on me heavy, so no, leave him alone. There's something about him. Ooh, that was strong. Jesus. Ooh. No. Okay, I'm not even trying to get into him. I was going to try and get into him psychically, but since the angels came back so strong, I'm going to leave it alone. Nina, do you have anything for Camille on this guy?
Yeah, friends, I think, for now, but nothing further than friends. Sorry, I know you asked me yesterday, too, because you emailed me about this, but yeah, I would say friends for now and build on it and see what happens from there, but not only does he have to be committed, but so do you.
Hmm.
So build on the friendship for now, but I oh man, the headache is bad. It's right in my left eye too.
Yours is on the left side too. Yeah, that was mine.
See, I'm not. I'm at the point now where I'm not desperate for love anymore, but it is frustrating to have the kind of giving, loving heart and spirit that I have, and I keep running across these people that, you know, I mean, I was talking to you guys about Carlos, and that did not work out at all, and so I'm just kind of, I'm really frustrated.
That's okay. You know what? Camille, take a step back. Stop looking. Let love come to you.
You know, when you stop looking, that's when it shows up, too.
Yeah.
You said what?
Stop being frustrated. Stop looking. Just let things happen.
Things are always happening. I think that's the problem. Things are always happening. But, I'm at a point now where I don't even bother to tell people if there's somebody that I'm interested in because nobody ever, you know, they don't stay. It's all temporary. And, you know, after the departure, you know, them leaving and what have you, then I have to sit back and I try to reflect and regroup and figure out what it is that I did, if there's anything that I did, what I could do differently. I have to have this whole shutdown and reflection mode and then, you know, have the strength to be open to it, not even so much looking for it, but just be open to the possibility of it, and then I meet somebody else, and it goes down the drain.
Camille, you're trying too hard. Let it go. Let things happen the way they should happen. Give it up to God. Let him help you. I'm going to tell you something. When I met my husband, I had totally, and I mean totally, given up on men because I'd been hurt too darn hard, too many times and too hard. I met my husband on April 12th, 1974. We were married June 15th, 1974. And we will be married for 42 years on the 15th
God
of this
bless.
Month.
God bless.
So it does happen, and it happens when things are right. Let it go. Let God help you. But let it go because you're trying too hard. You're getting frustrated with life, and in turn, your life is being frustrated. So think positive. Let it go. Don't even think about guys right now. That's exactly what I did. And it happened over and over and over again with all of my friends. So just let things go. Don't even bother trying anymore. Go out and enjoy yourself. Be your own best friend.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you for now because you have to fix what you need fixing first. You got to love Camille first and learn to trust again. So learn to trust yourself, learn to trust your instincts, and go from there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you both.
You're welcome, Camille.
You're welcome, Camille. It's going to get better, honey. It will. Thank you for calling. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Okay, next caller, area code 818. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Happy Sunday, ladies. This is Janie Marie. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Janie. You're
Hi.
Most welcome.
You guys are wonderful. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I hope I don't lose the connection. I'm driving through the grapevine right now. But I would love to get some messages or some insight on what you see for my home life, my family life, please.
Oh, okay. You have a troubled son at home?
Daughter. Well, I have a son too, but the troubled one is my daughter.
Okay. I don't know why the male is stronger than the female right now.
Well, I know he's...
Oh, we just lost her, Nina. She
said
she was driving through something. Yeah, Janie, if you can hear us, call back. I remembered your area code, so call back, Janie. All right, thank you. Next call is area code 323. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? And Nina.
My name is Alfred.
Hi, Alfred. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Terrific.
Okay, I have a question. My question is, are me and my girlfriend going to overcome our issues and have a future together?
Oh, okay. What's her first name? That's all we need.
Destiny.
Okay. That's a pretty name.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Alfred, Destiny. Does Destiny have an agenda with you?
Well, we just got together about a month ago, and I wanted to see if there was a future with us together.
Okay. You know, the first response I got from the angels when I asked for you two be together was no. So let me go a little bit further. The first response I get, I'd like to know a little bit more information. Why? There is another coming. This one gives me a headache, but there is another coming that will be with you for a long-term relationship. And I'm seeing culture like she matches your culture. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know, but they're showing me this woman way far away, but she matches your culture, and she also will be better for you. I'm not saying this woman, Destiny, right now is a bad woman, but I keep getting, not getting, I'm sorry, they're telling me agenda, agenda, agenda. So that makes me wonder.
Can you clarify
like,
what agenda means? I'm sorry.
Like, it's not just about love. Is she looking at you like to take care of her or to give her money or to help situate her life? That's what I mean by agenda. When it's love,
okay.
Love. That's spiritual, mental, and physical. But if they show me something else and I want to know why am I seeing agenda, because it should be just all I'm seeing is that this woman loves you. Well, I'm not seeing that. So,
okay, that's another question. Because she says she loves me, and I believe her. And if you're saying that she doesn't, then that's something I gotta think about?
I'm not going to say she doesn't love you, because I can't say that. That I'm being honest here. I'm going to turn it over to Nina, because honestly, what I'm picking up is this woman has an agenda. It's not about love. So that's what I'm picking up. Let me turn it over to Nina and see if she sees anything differently than I do.
The only thing I'm picking up from Destiny, Alfred, is yes, she loves you in her way. It's not the kind of love that you will want for the rest of your life.
I'm sorry, can you clarify what that love is? It could be it's a different kind of love, so.
No, it's not that it's a different kind of love. It's just she does love you in the way, in her way, the only way she knows how to love. But it won't be the kind of love that you need for a lifetime.
Okay, I see.
Okay, does that make more sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm picking up on Destiny. Like Lannis, I do pick up somebody in the future for you, though.
Yeah.
You guys will be so compatible, and you will be in love, both of you.
Amen. That's what I saw, too. The angel showed me he would be in love, and that woman would love him.
Yeah.
Totally and unconditionally. Yep. Without any prerequisite. Just love him for him.
That's okay, because that's how I saw Destiny. That's why I say that, because she gives me the impression that she loves me, but she wants a future together, and I want one too. But if it's not going to work, I can't force it. Can't force it to be. I said we've been having
no,
a couple
and,
of issues, and I was maybe we can overcome them. But
okay, I'm going to tell you this: don't let sex be your guide. I know you're laughing. I know why you're laughing, but I got to say that to you.
We've discussed that, and it hasn't been an issue, but it's been brought up. And I told her, look, I told her, if I love you, I love you for who you are and what you are right now. I'm not asking for much. That's all I ask is love for return. And she said she loves me. And she told me, okay, I believe you.
Okay. Alfred, I'll say a prayer for you tonight.
Thank you very much.
I am. I'm going to say a prayer for you tonight. You're a hell of a nice guy. I can feel your spirit in your being. So I'm going to say a prayer that the right woman comes along.
Thank you.
I love you.
She's also a beautiful person as well.
Oh, I'm not saying that. You know, as a person, maybe she is. Maybe she is. I can only tell you what they show me and what I pick up.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah. But for you, there is a future with another woman down the line, like Nina said, that will love you totally and unconditionally, and you two will be very compatible.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
Well, you've answered a couple of my questions, so thank you for your time.
Oh, you're most welcome, Alfred, and we're wishing you the best. And like I said, I will be praying for you tonight, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, Alfred. Thank you for calling.
Too.
Okay, area code 315. Yes,
Jamie.
Go ahead.
Jamie's back on, so maybe we should bring her up.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well,
here we go.
Thank you, ladies.
Hi.
Thank you so
Jamie.
Much.
Okay, we're back. Good.
Jamie
okay.
With
the
D as in David.
Oh, Danny?
It's
not Janie?
No, it's Danny with D as in David, yes.
Oh, okay. Danny. Oh, okay. I like that, Danny. Kind of Swedish.
Thank you,
Switzerland. Okay. Now, back to the family. That's what you were asking us. Now, your son was more prevalent than the daughter. I felt him more so than her. But I'll concentrate on her now. for some reason he stood out before her, in front of her. Your daughter's just growing up. She's just going through growing changes. What is she, 14, 15? Danny. Not again. Danny?
Yes.
Okay, you hear
yes,
us?
I'm
do you
here.
Hear me?
Yes,
okay.
I do. Yes.
How old is your daughter? That's okay. How old? I'm sorry?
14.
Okay, that's what I just thought. Okay, she's just growing
yes.
up. She's just going through her, you know, being a teenager. She's just going through, so yeah, I don't really see her as a bad kid. I just see her as growing up. Kids do stuff and go through things, and that's all part of their growth of learning, you know.
Yes.
So I think because I saw her brother in front of her, I think he must be trying to talk to her or help her.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
You know, like, I see him like this. What are you doing? Now, okay, this is what they're showing me. He's like talking to his sister. What are you doing? Are you crazy? You know, okay, so that's why I see him as, you know, talking
yeah,
to his little
yeah.
sister. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know cause, I'm going through a tumultuous relationship with my husband and their dad right now, and it's really affecting everyone in the home. So that was my concern with them.
Well, I'm going to tell you, your son is stable,
okay. And
he will help his sister.
Yeah.
He will. You might even get cross with her at times, but that's okay. But your son is stable. Your daughter, you know, girls, they love their dad. They love their mom.
Yeah.
You know, boys, they love mom more than they love dad, type of thing. So,
yeah.
I would say just keep doing what you're doing. She's just going through the pains. As long as she knows and your son that you love him, hey, nothing else can beat that or take that away.
Okay.
No matter
yeah.
what, you know, you're going through with your spouse, as long as they know no matter what, I'm going to love you till the day you die, and then after that, I'll still love you, you know.
Even
so
more. Yes.
Yeah, so don't, you know, don't want that. And I know children, when parents go through challenges, whether it's divorce or separation, whatever, kids, for some reason, and I don't know why that happens, they feel like it's their fault when they didn't do
yeah.
anything. They're just kids. You know.
Right.
So they don't understand. Yeah, they don't understand that. But your son, I see him stable. So it's like I think he can see between A and B, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And then I have my 18-year-old that's still at home, too, my other daughter. And she's planning on moving out. And I'm kind of concerned about her as well.
Yeah, she wants to get away from it all, I can tell you. She does. That's why. She's not moving out because she doesn't like you or love you.
Right.
She's just, it's, you guys are too much stress for her. That's
yeah.
where she is in her mind. It's too much stress, so she got to get out and lay her head down with a peace of mind and wake up with a peace of mind. You know?
Right, right.
Okay. So, yeah, I can see that clearly.
Okay.
Okay. Nina, you see anything?
God bless you and
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, God bless you, and I'll be praying for you with two teenage daughters.
Well, actually, I have five children. I have two that are in their 20s, and then I have the two teenage daughters and my preteen son and two grandchildren. So it got my hands full.
Yes,
but,
you know, do.
But they are going to come out okay, Danny, so don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
thank you.
Yes, and we will be praying for you. So.
Thank you so much.
Just keep on doing what you're doing. Just hold on. It does get better. Okay. Let me put it to you like this: if you saw the size of the blessing coming, you'd understand the magnitude of the battle that you are fighting right now.
Okay, I got you. I understand that clearly.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So hang in there. It's going to get better. And thank you for calling back. We do appreciate that. We know sometimes things happen with these phones, but thank you for calling back.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I love your show. Please continue.
Okay, thank you. And we're wishing you the very best, and we'll be praying for you. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Blessings.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you both. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Oh, thank you. Have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And our next call is area code 315. We've got lines open, y'all, if you want to call in. 646-727-2914. There's lines open. Okay, 315, you're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hello. My name's Annette. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, and I'm sorry, your name?
Annette.
Annette. Well, how are you doing today, Miss Annette?
Oh, I've been better.
Okay. Well, let's see, can we bring that positive up for you? What can we answer for you?
Well, I recently went through a breakup, and it was so sudden that I guess you could say I'm still in shock, because we were going to buy a house one day, and we were both all gone for it, and then all of a sudden, like within less than 2 weeks, we were broke up. And can you give me any insight that I might not know of?
Okay, Annette, what's his first name, please?
Timothy.
Okay. That's all I need. The first thing they showed me is there's a saying that, you know, you forgive somebody because you don't you forgive them because you don't understand, right? But when you understand, then there is no need for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm picking up now on Timothy, is that there's misunderstanding between the two of you, communication barrier, one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else.
Like, I'm trying to communicate with him, and he's pretty much cut me off, and I think that there's other people involved.
No, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a hammer and a bell. Let me write that down. Why am I seeing a hammer and a bell?
A bell?
About him. A hammer and a bell, B-E-L-L. Like to ring a bell.
Oh, a bell.
A bell, yeah. Like to ring a bell.
A bell,
I can hammer and a bell. Now, we say in a cliche, ring that dome. Like when you're not listening or something and somebody's talking to you, somebody needs to ring your dome. So I don't know why. That just came to me with the hammer and the bell, but I don't know if that's what the angels meant. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, angels, come on. What is it? Oh, I guess what I just said. He don't listen. He listens, but he don't listen. He's hard-headed. He's stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
It's either my way or the highway. Oh, my. Ooh.
Yeah.
He don't like to give in too much. He's stubborn. Is he a Capricorn?
No,
you know
he's a Virgo.
He is?
A Virgo.
Oh, they analyze, honey.
Yeah.
Virgo analyzes. And what sign are you?
Sagittarius.
You're Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Okay, now you know Sagittarius is a fire sign, and the earth, Virgo is the earth, so earth covers fire, right? Earth puts the fire out.
Right.
So now let's go back. And look at Timothy again. He's a strong man, but he's so forthcoming. But he does it in such an irony. I don't particularly like that about him, the way he does it. I mean, there's a way to compromise, okay? But it's like he's just, you know, it's like he's hitting the table. I'm telling you, it has to go this way or it's not going to work. And you're saying, well, but have you looked at it maybe on this way? We might have a better chance, you know, or more money for the house, whatever. No, it's got to be this way. Is that him?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Usually usually he's actually, I don't know how to explain it. Usually he seems like to be going with the flow, you know, and is actually trying to get me, like you said, I am a fire sign, so I tend to be stubborn too. I'll have to admit that, you know. But like after I have some time to think about something, then I calm down. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to, I'm asking, why is it that he broke off from you? Why he isn't communicating with you? Because I'm not seeing outside interference, you know, like another woman or a sister or brother or something like that. I'm not seeing outside interference. It's like, it's just him. It's just
We were renting from his brother, so I thought that it was a, you know, and his brother seemed like he was happy and us looking at property, so it wasn't like, you know, I didn't feel like he was threatened if we left, you know what I'm saying? I own my own home, but basically to be with him, we had to rent from his brother.
That's not a good situation, him and his brother, I'll tell you that right now.
That was probably because we're done.
I don't know. You know, he's like a ball of confusion to me. He really is. He's like a ball of confusion. But that was just a little anecdote for you as far as him and his brother. They do not get along the best of brothers. Okay, not to say that don't happen every day in life, but they've got a unique relationship. I'll just put it like that.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not seeing why he just cut you off. I'm really not. I'm not seeing that. But I do see that he is a ball of confusion within himself.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I don't know. Maybe.
I do have something to ask. He was engaged to this woman to be married, and she backed out of it, which was a couple years ago, and he said that he was over, but I don't really feel that he is, you know.
Because he never had a woman doing like that. He was in total shock and disarray.
Uh-huh.
Sorry I'm laughing, but it is funny to me. Yeah, but that has no bearing on you and him relationship. The angels are telling me that hasn't anything to do with you two. So, yeah, he's over it. He's over that. Nina, are you picking up anything on this guy?
The only thing I picked up was that he had cold feet.
That's what somebody else had told me.
Okay.
The only thing I'm picking up, and it keeps being repeated, cold feet, cold feet, cold feet.
So maybe he is a little gun-shy then, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I suggest, Annette? I would suggest give him a little space and time and then maybe get re-in touch with him. You know, give him a few weeks to kind of, I don't know, he needs to reflect too, but, you know, just give him a few weeks and then get in touch with him again and see what he's saying or his reaction. What do you think, Nina?
Yeah, if you want to. That is totally up to Annette as to whether or not she wants to take that chance with him again. You probably will be able to reconnect with him in a couple weeks or a couple months or whatever, but do you really want to take the chance that he's going to do this again?
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'm over him because I'm not, you know, as much as I would love to say that I am, that I'm not, you know.
Well, that's totally understandable, and everybody, if they're really honest with themselves, know that it takes time to get over anybody if you ever totally get over them. But, you know, they all give us a lesson to learn, and maybe you need to learn a lesson by being with them.
Well, what really bothered me is, you know, he had a dog that he had to put to sleep, and I got really close to the dog while we were together, and he wouldn't even let me go say goodbye to her, but yet he sent pictures of where we went camping. He took her back to the same place that we went camping together. And he sent me those pictures, but yet he wouldn't let me go say goodbye to her, and I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, he's kind of, he's a strange one.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Give us a call back later on, a couple of weeks or so, and let us know what's going on.
Okay,
Annette?
Well, right now he's just totally shut me up. He hasn't shut me off from email, but he blocked me from the phone. But he won't shut me off on the email. I don't get that either.
Okay, well, like I said, just give him some space and time. But keep looking forward.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Annette.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank Have
you.
A wonderful week, young lady. Okay, and we are back to one, me and Miss Nina. How's the chat room going, young lady?
Well, it's pretty quiet in there, too. I've got Honeybee's in there and Lashie's in there. But that's it. There's nobody else. So, yeah, I guess we're going to wind the show up.
Well, Honeybee's in there, and who? Holly is, too?
No, Lashie.
Just Honeybee. Okay, I don't know her. Well, Honeybee, welcome back to the show. We missed you, girl. About time you come back. You know we're always here for you, and we love you, so I'm glad you're here. Okay, well, I guess we will close it out then, like Nina said. Thank you, everyone, for joining us around the world in the chat room or on the phones. We really had a good show today. I enjoyed it, and I hope the information that we gave up helped and blessed someone along the way. We sure hope, and the people that we told them we were going to pray for, we will be praying for you tonight. That's true. When we say we're going to pray for you, we do that. That's not a lie. So, and Wednesday is in the studio, next show in the studio at 6 o'clock with me. We always talk about entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, and whatever hot topics, and you know we're in the political season, so anything is possible. And then, of course, Thursday is High School Agenda. Hope you tune in for that at 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. And that show is brought to you by Bakia Green. She does a really good job. So for teenagers, by teenagers. Very good. And then on Friday is Friday Traffic Jam with your girl. And I be throwing down, okay? If you missed last Friday, I did Rhythm and Blues from 1967. It was a good show. So tune in on Fridays. I always have featured music or featured guests, hopefully. So, and then, of course, come back to Sunday, and it's me and Nina at 3 p.m. for a psychic reading Sunday, free psychic readings. And that's all that I have, Miss Nina.
That's all that I have, too, other than have a great week, everyone. Remember, the new moon is still pulling some residual effects, so get your ducks in order. Figure out what you want. And go for it. Other than that,
Amen.
Have a great week. Love you lots. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Good night, Nina. Love you. Good night, Honeybee. Love you.
Yes, good night, Tiffany.
All right. Have a good week. Just great. Okay.